Welcome to Christians versus the World. I am your host, Dr. Gregory Williams. Thank you for joining me. So let me just give a quick introduction about myself. My name is Dr. Gregory Williams. I'm a church planter here in the Washington, D.C. area. The name of the church is the Cross Church. You can find out more information about the church at thegospelmandate.org. The name of this podcast, Christians versus the World. I named the podcast that based upon what I read in Scripture. In John chapter 15, verses 18 through 19, Jesus says this: "If the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you." So clearly, this adversarial relationship is between Christians and the world. And I don't think any knowledgeable Christian would deny that this adversarial relationship that Jesus spoke of over 2,000 years ago is still real today. Also, the Apostle John says in 1 John chapter 3, verse 13, "Do not marvel, brethren, if the world hates you." So this hatred that the world has for us has already been laid out to us in Scripture. So that is where I get the name Christians versus the World from. So I will be going into more details about myself and my convictions in future podcasts, God willing. For now, just know that I am a very conservative Christian who sticks to the Word of God. I am the one who's taking the con out of biblical conservatism. You have a lot of fake Christians, a lot of con artists who claim to be conservative, but they are not truly conservative. They are not truly biblically conservative. Now, they might be politically conservative, but you could be politically conservative and not biblically conservative. To be biblically conservative, you are someone who's going to stand on the Word of God and rightly interpret God's Word and rightly apply those words, not compromising, but courageously standing on the truth of Scripture. You do not find many who are willing to do that or who are doing that today. I am not claiming to be the only one. I am claiming to be one of those who is biblically conservative, meaning again that we stand on the truth of God's Word. We are not compromising. We are not liberal in our views. We stick to what the Word of God says. Regarding my educational background, let me just say this. I got my bachelor's degree in pastoral studies and my A degree in biblical studies from Southeastern Baptist College. I also received my master's of theology from Dallas Theological Seminary, and I received my PhD in theology from Mid-America Baptist Theological Seminary. I'll go into more details if necessary in the future if I feel a need to delve more into, again, certain things related to my background, certain things related to theological positions that I hold to, or just positions in general that I hold to. So naturally, with some of these, this is going to come out in further in future podcasts. I do want to give the goal of this broadcast. I want to be clear about what my goal is in doing Christians versus the World. This podcast is The purpose of this podcast is to equip Christians to live out the Christian life against Satan, against their own flesh, and against the world, and to reach those who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. So that's what I'm about. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to equip Christians to live out this life, to be faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ, to recognize that our adversary is this world, that it's us versus the world, and we need to be on our guard. We need to make sure that we're standing strong. We need to make sure that we are courageous in what we hold to, and not backing down, not allowing the world to make us compromise and make us change, but for us to be faithful to God's word, be steadfast and immovable. This is what we are called to do in scriptures. So that is my purpose. That's a little bit about me. And so thank you for listening to this introduction. And I hope you get a chance to listen to other podcasts, and that the podcast would be a benefit toward you or someone else. Thank you, and God bless you.